Dunedin Airport has become the first in the country to introduce body scanners for domestic passengers. The change is part of an expansion project as the airport grapples with increasing passenger traffic. But as our Otago Southland reporter Timothy Brown found out, airport bosses are hoping it will make journeys quicker.
Dunedin Airport's current terminal was built in 2006, and since that time, passenger numbers have grown by almost 50%. Topping a million for the first time last year. The number of jets flying to the southern city has also increased by a similar percentage, and all this has led to an increasingly congested terminal during peak hours. Dunedin Airport's chief executive, Richard Roberts, says the airport's new terminal is expected to be unveiled in February. The departure area will be almost twice as big, with new retail spaces and other amenities, and 200 additional car parks will help alleviate growing pains out front.
I can't wait until we get people just walking through and there's kind of that look of complete surprise, the look at the new boarding lounge, and even though this is only temporary at the moment, man, when it's finished, it's going to be pretty special.
Richard Roberts says he's confident all the changes will speed up the process by which passengers move through the airport. The first stage of that was unveiled today as passengers on the afternoon jet service to Auckland became the first in New Zealand on a domestic flight to pass through body scanners.
It should mean a significantly, I would say, more respectable process because we've got a great new queuing space now. You're not queuing through tables and where you shouldn't be queuing. The screening process should be quicker. It doesn't mean there's not going to be a queuing process. It doesn't mean the queues are going to disappear. We should be able to maintain shorter queues.
The body scanners, which utilise millimetre wave technology, were unveiled at Auckland Airport's international terminal in June. Mr. Roberts says it may take some getting used to for passengers who haven't seen the scanners before, but they shouldn't be concerned.
It's doing exactly what we're doing, a more efficient way, and with regard to people's privacy, you just need to go and have a look at the image. It is literally a cardboard cutout picture. You would have no idea who it was. It's not an X-ray type image.
And so the concern is out there that this machine has some sort of Superman X-ray vision that's going to see them naked through their clothes?
Listen, I laugh, but I can really understand the concerns, eh? And it's because we've not seen it before. But once you've gone through, you can see the image. You can see that. I think it'll become quite clear to everybody. It's just a diagram, that's all.
Aviation Security Services Group Operations Manager Karen Irwin says within the next 18 months, all domestic passengers flying on jet services from Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch, Dunedin and Queenstown, and those heading overseas, will pass through the scanners.
It's vastly different from what people are used to, where they're used to quite a manual process, people having to move big trays around and pushing and pulling things through machines, and only one person can go through the system at a time. The first thing they'll notice is that actually four or five people can actually dump all their gear in a tray and move through the system at once.
Karen Irwin says no images are captured nor stored.
There is some concern because historically some of those body scanners were very intrusive, but we don't actually see the outline of the person. It's simply an avatar, which looks like a gingerbread man, and all it does is show a little yellow box where there's something that we need to investigate a bit further. So we don't capture body images, we don't store anything, so people should be very, very relaxed.
Christchurch International Airport is next in line for the technology. In Dunedin, for Checkpoint, Timothy Brown.